There's a palpable sense of urgency on Hutton tonight as reports flood in about an imminent Thargoid invasion in Shinrata Desra. No one would have believed that the Thargoids would set their sights on the home of Jameson Memorial, a favourite hangout of elite commanders and the go-to spot for every upgrade under the stars. From the shiniest new modules to the most elusive engineering blueprints, it's a treasure trove for commanders. So, naturally, the thought of Thargoids buzzing around upgrade heaven has everyone on edge. A few commanders are wondering if this is a political move for the Thargoids to affirm their authority. They must already have elite status to even think about getting a permit to enter Shinrata Desra. Maybe they're just visiting for a quick pit stop to upgrade their own ships. Who knows? However, most commanders are worried about their bling upgrades becoming halved of the source should Shinrata fall. Combat ships are being refitted with anti-xeno weaponry and defences. Hatchwing are preparing for their moment. This is the big one. In the broadcast room, hastily printed copies of the latest updates are being passed to stressed-looking presenters. A red light blinks into life and a voice comes over the monitor.
Our mics are live. And welcome from the bunker, studio 6. Everyone's on high alert here, in case Tharg the Mighty takes a fancy for Hutton Mugs. I'm Wilma Fingadoo, and they said the chances of anything coming from Call 70 were 1,000,000 to 1. But still, they came.
I'm Mia Harkness, and I'm going to wipe them out with all these diseases I'm carrying.
I'm Nomus Knuckers, and I've crocheted some Thargoid nets to place in the corridors.
I'm Sandy Grevis, and I'm going to lock myself away and survive on nothing but baked beans until this thing blows over. Actually, could someone open a window or something?
Right. Let's get to the headlines before our Remlocks deploy for this smell. What's the story, Inverurie? Wouldn't you like to know?
Alvin Dieffer's plan to celebrate 40 years.
Irate with your T8? Lacon has the answer.
But what does it all mean? The Hutton BGS bit.
Children of Hutton, and some adults, will be delighted to hear that family favourite Inverurie Station is set to return to Holovid projectors later this year. For those of you who have been living in a cave stranded on a desolate planet since the 3290s, Inverurie Station follows the day-to-day activities of the locals on a fictional independent outpost. You can once again follow the antics of Eric the Engineer as he develops improved multi-cannons with increased penetration and meets lots of lovely commanders. Do you need a lift somewhere? Well, Eddie McSeedy is ready with his Apex bus and an opinion about how he would have run the Thargoid War and had the whole thing wrapped up by Christmas 3306. Have a blether with Sandy Street, who can get all the good things from progenitor cells to illegal tobacco to performance enhancers. And we all remember when she teamed up with Percy Pocket to go on the rob all through the social hub. Joan the clone is back too. Well, a clone of her is. She's sure to be a favourite with her hilarious catchphrase, "They decanted me from the tank too early." Sadly, one character will not be returning in this new series. Peter Plump, the red-faced, wheezy security officer, has had other commitments, mainly sewing mailbags and peeling potatoes since his arrest for possession of 17 tons of narcotics, and will not be available for filming. Inverurie Station is due to return in the autumn.
The Hutton Orbital Truckers, led by none other than Alvin Defer himself, are pulling out all the stops to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Pilots Federation, making space accessible to us all. The festivities include the plan to deliver a Hutton Orbital mug, a bottle of Centauri Mega Gin, and a bottle of Levin Brandy to every uninhabited landable body in known space. The mission will cure the galaxy of mods and sobriety once and for all. The final details of this plan are still being drawn up, as some have raised questions about achievability, and some clever dick saying it would take all the truckers combined rather a long time to get the 250 billion systems. But we think it can be done. A party will be held to launch the event. A massive holographic display will project classic moments from the last 40 years, including a real-time screening of the now famous Hutton Run, pre-SEO Drive. The highlight of the event will be the Zero Gravity Dance-Off, featuring some of the most talented truckers showing off their moves in their Remlock suits. It is hoped that one Commander Vantion will wow the crowd with his rendition of the Lacon Shuffle, a dance that has become a staple of at Hutton Orbital office parties. There will also be a Hutton Mug Toss, which will see commanders competing to see who can throw a Hutton mug the farthest in zero gravity. The results are expected sometime in the next millennia, when all the mugs have either collided with asteroids, been scooped up by pirates, or experimented on by Thargoids. A source close to Alvin has quoted him as saying, "It's been an incredible journey these past 40 years. We've seen the galaxy change in ways we could never have imagined in those early days, but one thing has remained constant, the camaraderie and spirit of the Hutton Orbital Truckers. Here's to another 40 years of adventure and, of course, mugs." Woof! Or something like that. It can be difficult to translate the barks.
Lacon Spaceways has issued a recall notice for Type 8 transporters. Pilots are advised to take their ships to the nearest shipyard, where hull panels around the vehicle hatch will be replaced. The recall addresses an issue commanders have experienced when attempting to return their SRVs to the vehicle bay. Low-hanging panels have caused issues where pilots have lost the dual repeater from the top of their SRV. One pilot lost a roof box of laundry, and a crew of pirates had to manually hand up their booty through the cargo hatch. Lacon have received numerous claims for damaged items, including Security Forces orange flashy lights, two mountain bikes, Granny in a rocking chair, Danger low bodywork sign, a pizza slice sign, a roof rack with a space tent, a GU-37 fighter, and two kayaks. On some occasions, pilots had to disembark from their SRV, board the ship, and abandon the surface vehicle, which has caused issues for delivery companies such as Postal Wombat, Just Gorge, and eBay, which miraculously survived the great packing tape shortage of 3280. I suppose people just like buying other people's old stuff. One pilot on a very low gravity moonlet attempted to lift their ship using helium balloons, but this worked a little too well and they had to call an Apex to get themselves home. A spokesperson for Lacon said, "While there may be some issues surrounding the vehicle hatch, we are addressing this and will have it fixed before you losers in the media even know..."
Welcome to Hutton's BGS Bit, where we take a look at the political machinations and market trends affecting the 51 systems where Hutton has a presence, laser focused through the lens of someone who really hasn't got a clue what's going on. Well, it's all pretty quiet and sensible at the top end of the influence chart, with only Lighten 145-141 and Wise 0855-0714 over the 60% limit. There are booms in Trepin, Hill Pass E, Wolf 562, Epsilon Eridani, Wolf 359, Gnui, 36 Ophiuchi, and Barnard Star. Look, I don't know what you lot are up to, but just pack it in, okay? You're freaking me out with all this sensibleness. Finally, some breaking news. Some big breaking news. There is a huge election going on in Van Manen Star this week, and we really should get involved. It's against the Mad Monks of the Sublime Order of Van Manen Star, so unless you like eating organic turnip, getting up at 4 a.m. to chant OM for 12 straight hours and no telly, then I suggest those with permits get to work and win this one. Actually, we do have elections across two of our other systems this week. Democracy. In Move 25, we are up against the Earth Defence Fleet. They are another player group, but unlike Hutton, they don't seem to be respecting our management of the system in LHS 3. Oh, our management of the system. So that's Move 25. In LHS 3531, sees us pitched against the Gilgamesh Corps Orbital Protection, where we have the chance of winning our first facility in the system. There's an There is an STD outbreak in Minjcut. It's a standard outbreak in Minjcut, which, to be fair, probably does involve an STD. But what does it all mean? Well, if you want to truck it, then I reckon it's all about those elections. We don't want to lose those facilities in Van Manen Star. If we get kicked out of there, then there's no way back because it's a permit system and no one is allowed to expand into those anymore. In Move 25, we don't want the Earth Defence Fleet to get a foothold and begin undermining us. And peaceful missions and trade to Hutton ports help us to win those elections. If you want to shoot it, then Vicarious will point you towards the next Titan on the list. Although I don't think there are many of those left now. And that's it for this week's Hutton BGS bit.
there are a few seams here and there.
Nah, I didn't see any.
I didn't see any. Not a single one.
So, Litho, you didn't see the one in your article which said GU-37 instead of GU-97.
I thought it was a GU-37 fighter.
Yeah, that's a 97.
No, okay.
I think this was the previous model.
It's an old model. Yeah,
I'm sorry, but the word pristine comes to mind.
Good is the word pedantic.
Yeah.
No, although I do have to agree with you, I'm sure a GU-37 and a GU-97 are very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About 60 different ways.
Yes.
So we've got a list here that we normally follow, and first bit is always... Was there a live stream?
No.
No.
No, it's the last Wednesday every month, so there'll be one next week.
Next week. Is it the last Wednesday next week?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, September has one fewer day than usual.
Yes. And next week in Scotland, it'll be the September weekend, because we never got the August bank holiday. We get it in September.
Pretty sure September's always this long.
So, if next week is the last Wednesday of the month,
yes,
that means next week is also Dream... Dream Room Week.
Welcome to the Dream Room, everybody.
Green Room Week.
Yeah. Nightmares are dreams, aren't they?
Yep, it's all variants of a theme.
Yes.
So, So I
there'll be a live stream and a green room next week.
Yeah. So I wholly encourage you all to come and join us and talk to us, because we're very lonely.
I'll pass, thanks.
For reasons which will become apparent. come and say hello.
Do we have any space news?
Space news? Of course we have space news. There's always space news.
Okay, so I have a very new space news button, which I'm going to hit right now.
Ooh, anything to that.
When you don't know where to get more space news, 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 space news.
I love that song.
Yeah. too.
I'm pretty sure that Aardvark image shouldn't be in the Space News set.
Yes, it should. Move on.
Speaking of seeing seams.
Yes.
So what do we have in the Space News? It's been a bit of a light news week for Space News this week.
Mm. Which bodes not well for me, because that means less buttons that I have to push.
Yeah. I take it those people up in the station are still up in the station.
Yeah, they're right. Still left without them, and it's still beamed gone and not done anything. And
still
it did get back
home
safely. So as it turns out, they would have been okay if they'd been on board.
Yay!
But I'm kind of thinking they probably made the right choice.
Yeah, I think they made the right
choice. That one's not going to pass the risk assessment when you multiply the potential loss by the risk of it occurring. So.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. So, yeah, they're still waiting for the SpaceX Dragon capsule, which is going up in February to collect them, I think.
Yeah, I would still have given that a 5-5 on the risk grid.
Yeah. Speaking of SpaceX, though, and the Dragon capsule, there has been one of them that went up last Thursday just before the show.
Oh, yeah.
So if you remember last week, we announced that they just successfully completed the first ever spacewalk. In those fancy new spacesuits. This week, we're announcing that they came back safely.
Hooray! Mm.
The Dragon came back with its crew intact, in place, and in the capsule, which is more than Boeing managed.
was it a splashdown?
Standard Dragon landing is a splashdown, yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, the Dragon is capable of a hard landing on the ground safely using thrusters. NASA don't like that. NASA said no. NASA made them retest it with parachutes and insist that if there's people on board, it comes back the safe and tried and tested way.
Yeah. So it would land like one of those boosters then?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's the theory. Wow. That would be amazing to see, but yeah, maybe not when there's people in it.
Yeah.
Not the first time anyway. Yeah.
But everybody's got a bunch of Super Draco thrusters in it, carries enough fuel to come back and safely land.
Did you hear what the thing's called that lets them go? It's like the wee bridge thing with the rail on it and that lets them step out and do their spacewalk. Did you hear what it's called? It's called the Skywalker Mobility Aid. Yeah. I can see Disney being on the phone about that one.
Mm.
You're like, no, it's because they're walking in the sky. It's nothing to do with Star Wars. No.
Yes, as long as they've hyphenated, they'll probably get away with it.
Yeah, they might have made the two odds, but there again. It's like, well, it's okay, we'll pay you, there you go.
Yeah.
Aye, so they're back, they're safe, and now they can all get back to their regular human lives.
Their multi-billionaire lives, yeah.
Yeah.
There was only one billionaire, to be fair.
Oh, well then, it's very egalitarian then.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, they did science, they did some testing, they trialed the new spacesuits and they
trialed the
quite successfully.
Yes.
Aye. So, it's good.
Yeah, excellent.
And, very slimming.
That's
spacesuits.
It for space news.
Yeah, they were very slimming, weren't they?
Well, there's a picture of them on the thing.
Yeah. Way more so than the old models.
Yeah, absolutely. And the joint movement seems quite natural as well. Remember in the old ones, because they'd had a lot of problems with the pressure and build up at the joints. They were all kind of articulated, and you had to move your arms in funny ways to get them to turn and things. These look a lot more natural.
Yeah, they look a lot more Remlock, almost.
Yes, they do look Remlock.
Especially the visor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but the original American suits weren't as bad as the very early Russian suits, though. The first Russian who spacewalked and wandered out of his capsule couldn't fit back through the capsule hatch because his suit had expanded so much.
Jeez.
That's not good.
Thankfully, it was a two-person capsule and they managed to wiggle him back in.
Yeah.
But there was some discussion that they were going to have to let some of the air out to reduce the pressure to get him back through the hatch.
Wow. Which may or may not have fired them out into space.
Hmm.
I thought he would have had to anchor.
Well, you'd have to release equal and opposite air.
Well, they would have released it through the tether system, so it wouldn't have been a problem of shooting him around, but still.
I would have fired back in,
Given that they were running at probably something like 5 psi instead of 15, so already a fraction of atmospheric pressure, you don't really want to be bleeding half of that out into space and still expecting the poor sod to breathe.
Yeah, it depends how quick you can get them in as well.
Minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they managed to get
hard exercise that he needs to breathe through.
Because when they were developing them, they were talking about things like elastic layers next to the skin and things like that, weren't they? So you were in like a big full body condom kind of thing.
And then more of a mega corset.
Yeah. And then they put other layers on top.
That's the big problem with spacesuits. I mean, you need radiation shielding, which isn't that difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You need thermal shielding, but in space, there isn't a temperature. But the other thing that you need is whatever atmospheric pressure you're using. So at ground level, it'd be 15 pounds per square inch.
Yeah, you need to contain it.
So, yeah, you need about a third of that, but you need that pressing back in because otherwise your lungs explode.
Yes.
Taking your chest with them. Because that's a lot of pressure. So you need something squeezing your chest so you can breathe out. Breathing in is easy. Breathing out is difficult.
Yeah.
So, yeah, wearing a really tight corset makes the difference.
Yeah. I think as well, if there's no pressure, then your blood can boil and things like that, because I think there's something to do with the...
That's just because low pressures cause liquids to boil at very, very low temperatures.
Yeah. They did an experiment where they took the boiled water at sea level, 100 degrees, and then they took it up a mountain and boiled it. It was boiling at a much lower temperature. It was less than 90 degrees it was boiling at because the pressure
was
lower.
You really can't make a good cup of tea at the top of Everest.
No, unless you take it in a flask.
Yeah, but then you've made it at the ground and taken it up.
Yeah, don't make tea when you're up high mountains. It'll be rotten.
No.
Okay. Understood.
Can't boil an egg. Well, you can, but it takes longer.
Yeah.
Should I press the button?
Yes, please.
I think you better
unless you want one ironic observation, and that's that the physical law that governs that is actually called Boyle's Law.
Oh.
Yeah. Although it's B-O-Y-L-E, but it's a bit of a pun I thought you'd appreciate.
Yes, I do.
And on that note,
honestly, I think that's worth it.
Yes. Avok!
No, not yet. Don't you go Avoking yet.
I'll play them in the sale. Space news.
I love that song.
Yes.
But we got an even better song coming next.
We do.
And I have another new special button for this extra special segment.
Dun, dun, dun.
Vulcarious. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're flying high in the black face, the thyroid threat. Vulcarious leads away, no fear, no regrets. Guys are tight as breath, saving humankind. Together we'll defend.
If Sirius, Azimuth, and Aegis failed to tell us everything they knew a week ago when they jumped their megaships next to a future attack at Shinrata Desra, which Galnet actually says it took AX forces by surprise, apparently, assuming that wasn't total amphigory, then at best they should be subject to a public audit and forced to reveal their sources. No fabulosities, no humbuggeries, no verisimilitudes, no latibulation from their duties. And that's if they aren't working actively against us and somehow caused the inner bubble attack, in which case, well, they'd better pray they don't end up in front of the Imperial Senate. as evidently too few people know, it's the prerogative of any senator, or in the or indeed the Empress, to hand a death sentence and even administer it personally if desired. So any betrayal there, and they may not survive the hearing. In the meantime, decent job last week. Thargoid's strength is still high. So as I said last time, Titan Raijin is progressing more slowly, but progressing nonetheless. We now have a good split of attention between Raijin and Kaseo, though. Without any spire sites remaining at Raijin, this is actually a smart move. At Kaseo, there are still spire sites around, and attacking those gives percentage progress to other systems, which is exactly what we need right now in a high-strength situation. Over at Raijin, we do have a few Counter-Strike ports, although at least a couple of them are only outposts, so it's a bit harder to gather large groups of commanders than it is with planetary ports. So for now, it'll be best just to keep the usual invasions defended, answer whatever flapdoodle is causing a kerfuffle in the bubble, then just focus on the Kaseo spire sites and hope to run them out of fuel. They can't keep going forever without without their spire supplies online. So at some point, they'll have to impignorate their control systems and get their refineries back. That's the goal. That'll send them cattywampus for overextending so far. And that's it.
That ended abruptly.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Awesome.
You've broken it.
I think that that second punch of the button needs to be tweaked a little.
Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, because we're like cut off the music rather abruptly. And also, for some reason, it immediately switched back to the rotating crate.
Yeah.
The ship loop. So,
Yeah, it's fixable.
Fixable. Work in progress. Yeah. Seamless.
Yeah, we don't want to take a sudden cut to Vulcarius's bits, do we?
It's the best we can do from Studio 6.
Yeah.
It's the best we can do after God knows how many months of not pushing buttons. Do we have a word of the week? Mia?
Do we have a muted Mia? Yes,
we do have a
muted Mia.
We have a mute
anyway. We may have a mute.
Yeah, fine. I didn't realise I was still muted. I'm talking away to you. I thought you were handsome.
Seamless.
An answer to your previous question, yes, we... Do you want to start that again? Will we do it again?
Do we have a word of the week?
Yes, we do have a word of the week. And word of the week this week is antediluvian.
Antediluvian. I love that word.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means very old, old-fashioned, or out of date, antiquated, primitive, literally means before the flood, referring by implication to the biblical tale of Noah.
Ooh, can you use it in a sentence, please?
I certainly can. You listen to this. The Health and Safety Report described Hutton's life support systems as antediluvian, which everyone reckoned meant they were very good.
And for those interested... the spelling and the meaning is coming across your screens in the form of a headline.
While that's happening, would you call an anteater with night vision goggles?
Jeff.
I'm pretty sure I saw Barry pick up a pair off that dodgy electronics site from...
Barry is now an Ard Dark. Ard Dark! Aardvark!
Aardvark!
Aardvark.
Are you ready,
Flossie? Please save us from this and bring us some CG news.
Yeah.
It's Flossie. It's Flossie. It's Flossie. It's Flossie and the community goes.
Flossie here with this week's CG news. And yes, we do have a CG this week. Defend Shinra Sedessera against Thargoid Invasion. A Thargoid Invasion fleet has emerged in the Shinra Sedessera system, catching Axe forces behind front lines by surprise. The Pilots Federation has granted a temporary permit to all commanders to access the system for 2 weeks. Early reports indicate that the Pilots Federation has taken notably high casualties, with hundreds of commanders active in the region lost during the initial heavy fighting. The massive alien force quickly struck ports in the system. Jameson Memorial remains online but damaged, with local Axe forces rallying to protect the famous Mega Market. An urgent call for aid by local governors has been made. Pilots looking to assist the Axe efforts should first sign up to the Defence Fleet by visiting Rescue Ship Cornwallis in the V-886 Centauri system before progressing into Shinra Sedessera. The Independent Rescue Coalition are requesting pilots hand in Thargoid combat bonds earned within Shinra Sedessera to Rescue Ship Cornwallis to help progress the defence against the invasion. As an additional incentive, rewards have been offered. These rewards are cumulative. Get this. Fixed medium Axe missile rack, pre-engineered, high-capacity magazine and rapid fire. Fixed large Axe missile rack, pre-engineered, high-capacity magazine and rapid fire. Gimbal medium Axe multi-cannon, pre-engineered, overcharged and autoloader. I seem to have got two of them. Heatsink launcher, pre-engineered, double capacity and increased reload time. I've just noticed I've got one of the things twice, so I may have missed one now, so I'll have to check. All commanders will receive two of each module if the initiative reaches Tier 1. That's all commanders. The top 50% of contributors will receive one additional module of each type. And the top 25% of contributors will receive yet another additional module of each type. Well, that's pretty good, isn't it? The campaign begins on the 19th, well, it began this morning, 19th of September, and is expected to run for 1 week. If the final target is met earlier than planned, the campaign will end immediately. To earn rewards, you must sign up as an active participant before handing in Thargoid combat bonds to Cornwallis in the V-886 Centauri system. Only bonds handed in after signing up and earned in Shinra Sedessera will count towards your personal contribution total. And that's it for this week's CG News.
Flossie told you what to do.
Is it just me, or are they saying that the people who've got really good AX loadouts already and therefore managed to get into the top 25% are being given a bucket load more AX stuff that they really don't need.
So that sounds like it's Sirius missiles, both classes. It sounds like it's the Sirius heatsink, and presumably it's going to be. I think there is only one. No. There are two classes of azimuth multi-cannon. Yeah, it sounds like and azimuth multi-cannons, which indeed a lot of AX pilots will be using already, either that or Guardian weapons, of course.
But what it does let you do is kit out a new ship with all these goodies.
With it giving it to 100%, you only have to do, like, hand in one bond, don't you, to get into the top 100%.
Yeah. And so, then you get to even the mod.
That's pretty good.
It's great for the old
The impression that they're trying to get as many people as possible fully kitted out for something big. Between this CG and the previous one, which had all this weaponry stuff, It sounds like they really want to get as many people as possible involved, including the new pilots.
Or they want to get as many people as possible inching Rata Desra at the one time.
What, do you think the Thargoids are going to do? Going to do another Proteus wave?
Yeah, I think.
Well, there is that.
Yeah, we're all here. Oh,
kill us all off and then.
Yeah.
Well, no. So before they do that, it sounds like you can get the normal like Aegis enhanced multi cannons. Go and kill a few scouts. Drop the bond off at the V-886 Centauri, and stay away from the Thargoid Proteus wave that we're speculating was probably going to occur.
You'll get
Those the heat sink launchers are especially good, even for veteran pirates. By the way, it's the reason is you just need more and more of them. You have multiple of those on your ships. So, I was kind of hoping those weapon descriptions were going to be the next uniquely augmented, unmodifiable Class 2 Rating B enzyme missile racks with increased caustic damage and capacity, but apparently not. So,
Sadly, I'm somewhere in the region of 25,000, 26,000 light years away, so I'm not going to make it. But, you know. No. In a Type 8, going the other way. But, you know. Anyway.
So the update was for you, at least. Now that you can,
Yeah, as soon as you get to ship back to the nearest spaceport.
I've had issues with that all week. Because I've been looking for synthesis components to get the increased jump range to get me out to the systems beyond Beagle Point.
Yeah, you need your SRV for that. Yeah,
I need my SRV for that, and every time I go to get back on board, I crash into the bodywork, or I can't get under the bodywork, or I hit the bodywork and I just have to keep spinning and slightly turning until it somehow manages to spin me around underneath. Or I dismiss my ship and recall it and try and get it to land on top of me. So that should be fixed now.
I've just checked one of those duplicates was actually one I've missed out, and it's a Gimbal Large Axe Multicannon pre-engineered overcharged and autoloader.
That's
going to
do some damage.
It's the two Azimuth classes of multi-cannon. Yeah.
Okay, now that we've established that, shall we move on and introduce Beetlejuice Wotherspoon with this week's Galnet News Digest? As soon as we find the button.
Galnet News Alert, 19th of September, 3310. Thargoids have invaded the Pilots' Federation home system. Commanders have been urged to help drive them out. Almost all the bases in Shinrata Desra have been abandoned, including Engineer Laurie Jameson's base. Only Jameson Memorial fights on in a damaged state. The move had been anticipated by Aegis. The rescue ship Cornwallis has relocated to the nearby system V-886 Centauri to act as a base for the fight to retake Shinrata. The Sirius Corporation and Azimuth Biotech have also relocated megaships to that system, but bounties turned in at the Cornwallis after signing up to the initiative will count towards special rewards for those providing assistance. The permit lock on Shinrata has been lifted while the conflict rages to allow as many AX pilots as possible to assist. Aegis continues to hold a focus on the remaining two Titans, but it's hopeful that with enough help, the Thargoids can be cleared from the Founder system in a week or less. Jameson Memorial is badly damaged, but is offering basic repair facilities and missions to evacuate refugees and to destroy Thargoids. Commanders who have ships stored at Shinrata have the option of transferring them to another station for collection. Laurie Jameson continues to offer remote engineering for those who already have a recipe pinned. Commanders needing an extensive range of outfitting options are directed to E Solar Prospect in Breslau and Attilis Orbital in CD-4311917, while the ship and outfitting markets at Jameson Memorial remain out of service. The pre-engineered rewards on offer to those who take part include a fixed medium AX missile rack, a high-capacity and rapid-fire fixed large AX missile rack, high-capacity magazine and rapid-fire gimbal medium AX multicannon, overcharge and autoloader gimbal large AX multicannon, overcharge and autoloader heatsink launcher with double capacity and increased reload time. These rewards are available to all commanders, no matter how small their contribution, but commanders in the top 50% and top 25% will be awarded additional sets of modules.
I had a feeling that the Thargoids were going to do something big, and that's why I've bravely come along to the border of Hawking's Gap and Lyra's Song to probe the Thargoid defences, and I'm glad to report that we've achieved numerical superiority to the alien fiends here. I'm prepared to stay here on my own to bravely defend humanity from a surprise attack from this direction, at least until the current crisis is over.
Thank you to Beetlejuice and Wotherspoon. And it sounds like we owe a debt of gratitude to the Thargoids. If they've got LCU that far away, then it might stop him singing.
As I remember, Hawking's Gap is about 10,000 light years away.
Yeah, so great job, LCU. Please, please continue your important work.
Yeah. If he leaves that system...
You have full support of Hutton.
If he leaves that system, we will lose numerical superiority to the Thargoids. So he has to stay where he is.
Yes, 100%. 100% of it.
Yes.
Yep.
We'll be at best on a par with the Thargoids if he leaves. So he has to stay where he is.
That's just a guaranteed loss if we're on par with them. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. It's not all bad, this Thargoid invasion, is it? Oh, dear. Oh,
gotta
love LCU.
Well,
you know.
Yeah. LCU's we love him, really. Yeah. But we just like loving him from a distance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, out of nasal range.
Yes. Mm. Well, that's the avian cheese, you see.
So he says.
Yeah.
Well, I think, that's the end of our list.
Yeah, I think we've run out of waffle to blather on about.
Yeah, we have. There wasn't that much waffle tonight.
Yeah, it says end of the banter here.
There is one more. I mentioned it in the Studio 6, but there is one more note that a developer note following the patch, if it's worth mentioning.
Yes.
And that's that apparently, from what I've seen, it doesn't happen to weapons, but other modules, if you swap them around, some commanders have been getting colourful snakes, and the outgoing module from your ship can get deleted. So Paul Crowther has said that they're currently investigating reports of modules becoming unavailable when swapping, and they advise commanders to refrain from swapping modules between ships and stations while they look into it.
The brown reticulated ball desert python.
That's what I was thinking. I think there's some type of viper, but I guessed it was a spotted python or a reticulated python. So,
or one of those other type of pythons that they mentioned at ECA.
I haven't seen any sort of crashes myself, but then I haven't tried to switch any modules. So just be careful if you've got Class 6 corrosive cargo or you've got anything else that you don't particularly want to lose engineered or such. So.
Yes, sounds like a plan.
Good warning. Appreciated.
Well.
Okay. Well. I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we are. I think that's probably it. Except for one thing.
Which is
the loud thing. Or the quiet thing.
I have a mooncake sitting on my lap, so does someone else want to do it?
Flossie loves this bit, don't you, Flossie?
Flossie's very good at this bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You up for it, Floss?
Still muted, Flossie. We on the wrong keyboard.
I'm on the wrong keyboard, yes.
I told you! I called it!
I've got my Twitch on my Mac, you see, so I was typing on there.
That's Hutton News Bingo. I've won at Hutton News Bingo.
Right. Okay, so yeah. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
For the mug.
Journey too long, or cargo too small. The profit margins never really mattered at all. You're gonna take the cargo where it's needed today. Super cruising all across the Milky Way. We're taking anything, anytime, anywhere. Loading all the teenage to the brim with the rest for the mug.
For the mug.
For the mug.
For the mug.
Yeah, you know just where we're coming from. For the mug.
For the mug.
For the mug.
For the mug.
Yeah, everybody's seen the trucker song. Flossie always seems to crash into the sun. Skibble lights the pilot on the Xbox One. Having out the free, you know he leads us well. Trucking across the galaxy, now everybody yell. For the mug,
for the mug,
for the mug,
for the mug.
Yeah, you know just where we're coming from. For the mug,
for the mug,
for the mug,
for the mug.
Everybody's seen the Hurtin' Trucker song. For the mug,
for the mug,
for the mug. You know just where we're coming from. For the mug,
for the mug,
for the mug,
for the mug.
Everybody sing the trucker song. Give me a large pad that I can land on, and I'll give you cargo and sing you my song. No point 22 light years to go, cruising to no journey too long, no cargo too small. The profit margins never really mattered at all. Gonna take the cargo where it's needed today. Super cruising all across the Milky Way. We're taking anything, anytime, anywhere. So shout it out loud, like you don't even care. For the mug,
for the mug,
for the mug,
for the mug.
Yeah, you know just where we're coming from. For the mug,
for the mug,
for the mug. Everybody sing the trucker song. For the mug,
for the mug,
for the
mug.
Yeah, you know just where we're coming from. For the mug,
for the mug,
for the mug. Everybody sing the trucker song.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the show. Everyone's buggered off now, so why don't you bugger off too?
Seamless.